Okay, we're ready to move on to action skill 3D. And this is a skill that I've called popping. Don't try to look up popping on the internet because you won't find anything about it. It's a word that I made up to describe the child's act of releasing the occluded positions with air only. So these are voiceless sounds. Up until now, the child has learned all voiced sounds. All of his vowels are voiced, all of the nasals are voiced, and all the stops that he's learned so far are voiced. This is the child's first introduction to and experimentation with his ability to produce voiceless sounds. And the three that children usually begin with are P, T, and K. And these are learned, obviously, in the same way that the child learns B, D, and G. He learns to vibrate a voiceless sound. He learns to occlude it. And he learns to release it without voice. And the same with T. And the same with K. When these sounds first appear, they will often be produced with both ingressive, or what we call inhaled sound, as well as egressive sound, or exhaled sound. So when children are first learning P, for example, you'll hear strings like this, where some of the sounds are inhaled and some of the sounds are exhaled. Same with T and the same with K. And this is okay at first, and that's why I've called this skill popping. The action is more one of learning to get the jaw to move up and down very quickly while producing stop consonants. And because the child is focusing on that movement skill, he is less concerned with and less focused on how the air should be moving. So when these sounds first come, you'll have them ingressive and egressive at the same time. These are important skills because these represent the child's first introduction to voicelessness. And if you know the consonant chart, you know that all the stop consonants and all the hissing sounds, so-called hissing sounds, are produced with both voiced productions and voiceless. So we have B and P, B, P, which are essentially identical sounds, except one is voiced, B, and one is voiceless. So while the child is learning, he also has to learn at the same time. Same with T and D. One is voiceless. T is voiceless. T, t, t. Whereas its cognate D is voiced. Da, da, da. So the child is learning the same skill, the same oral movement for both sounds, but he has to learn to make one voiced and one voiceless. And the same occurs with K and G. G, g, g. These are essentially the same sound, one produced without voice and one produced with voice. And again, the child has to learn these actions both with voice and without. So popping is very important for learning all the stop consonants. In terms of therapy at this time, we're going to continue all our voice and airflow stimulation activities that we've already described. And by this point, if the child is producing, for example, the kazoo, with voice and without, now we're going to encourage that. And we're going to experiment with the difference between what it sounds like to make sound with voice in the kazoo and what it sounds like to make to use the kazoo without voice. We're going to do the same with all the horns and the whistles and the tubes and everything. With voice, without, with voice, without, with voice, without, so that we can start learning the difference between those two things. We're also going to continue our work on our raspberries and our occlusion. These are the foundations of producing P, T, and K, just like they were the foundation of learning B, D, and G. We're going to continue our work on jaw lowering through feeding and oral motor stimulation activities. We're going to continue to build interoral air pressure with the objects like the pillows and the balls and the hands in the mouth and so forth. And again, we're going to encourage some activity with the glottal release sound, the glottal stop, but we're not going to over-encourage it so that it becomes a predominant sound.